With that, let's bring in our guest, New Jersey Devils defenseman, three-time Stanley Cup champion, does color for MSG and NHL Network, a legend of the game, Ken Danico. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you two today?
We're doing fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us, Ken. And I think it's hilarious because like you played for so long with this Devils team, and you know this club through and through. So how weird is it or bizarre, you know, back in the 90s when you played 90s, 80s, early 2000s, to see them as you know, the lock it down Devils. And then you look at what this team has been, a high-flying, high-octane team with this new era. Do you find it kind of bizarre, just the contrast of what it was like during your era with the Devils and what it's like in this new Jack Hughes, Nico Hischier, Jesper Bratt era?
Well, I mean, obviously, they have a lot of speed and high-end skill. The way the game has gone from top to bottom is, you know, skating, and skill, but you still have to put it together, play like a team, and you have to be able to defend. So as high-flying as they are, not much has changed from the standpoint. A big reason they're winning is because they can defend. They're one of the better teams in their own zone, off the rush. And the biggest difference maybe of all is they're getting goaltending, which last year they probably would have had 20 or 25 points more if they had any kind of goaltending, but it was at the bottom in every statistical category, and you can't win hockey games like that. And obviously injuries was part of that, and seven goaltenders, all that. And I will preface that people never seem to remember, but if they look at the stats, even those shutdown teams and great defensive teams I was grateful to be part of, we were always top five in the National Hockey League in goals for. I don't think a lot of people realize that. In 2000, we were second in the league goals for, and 2001 in the regular season where we lost to Colorado, ultimately in the finals, we were number one in the National Hockey League in goals for. Nobody ever mentions that because they don't realize it because we were so good in goal and on defense. But we scored plenty. It was just a little different way as far as more counterattack, and the forwards were so responsible defensively. But Lindy has them doing that as well, and that's the good news. So we're riding the wave, and we know things will not be as smooth throughout an 82-game schedule, but they're banking the points now, and they want to continue it tonight in Toronto.
Yeah, how much credit do you give to Lindy Ruff for the way that he has this group playing right now?
Well, he's done a great job, and everybody knows that all the fun stuff we heard at the start of the year. Fire Lindy. To sorry Lindy chance.
That's great.
8 or 9 games.
Very
into
creative
the
of them.
Well, yeah, but you know, in all honesty, that's the passion of fans and every fan base in every city, and they want results, and they certainly thought the team was going to be better, and they lost the first couple of games, and yet the metrics were showing that that should change if they play that way. But it's about winning and losing. And Lindy's done a terrific job. He's got all that experience. He communicates so well to the young guys. And I give a lot of credit to the organization for who he surrounded them with. We have 3 or 4 different assistant coaches. There's an associate coach, Burnett, who's been real helpful offensively in the flow and certainly the power play. Ryan McGill has done a terrific job with the defensemen in general. Sergei Breland, a guy I won 3 Stanley Cup championships with, lends his knowledge and experience and what it takes in situational play and to win games, one-goal games, which I always say it's a lot of times it's a one-goal league, and you have to win more than you lose in those one-goal games, and they couldn't do that to save their life for the last handful of years. They won a lot of one-goal games as well because there's a lot more composure, and I think Sergei's been a big help from that standpoint, just from his experience.
We're chatting with Ken Danico, former New Jersey Devils defenseman, 3-time Stanley Cup champion, and color with MSG and the NHL Network. Just to continue on the discussion of Lindy Ruff, I've noticed in the last couple of games here that, you know, despite this team being on a 10-game winning streak, still kind of tinkering with the lineup. I would imagine potentially the Palat injury could be a factor for that. But the fact that he's got all 3 of those top guys of Nico Hischier, Jack Hughes, and Jesper Bratt playing on separate lines right now. I mean, what does that mean for this club, the fact that they have that much depth and can get offense from all 4 lines?
Yeah, I think that's been the key here in the 10-game winning streak is it's not just relying as well as they have played, the 2 young guns and 3 young guns and Bratt, Hischier, and Hughes. They've been a big factor, no question, and Jack has really led the way as of late in 3-point night and 2 goals in Montreal. was a key contributor, but he's been able to tinker and throw Bratt down on the third line, which makes it a matchup nightmares for teams, I would think, because from the standpoint that which line are you going to have your top pairing defense against on the road. So that's a good thing that Lindy Ruff has really been able to do, and it's just kind of, yeah, he's kept pairs together up front, and he's kept lines together for stretches, but when it's not going, like, for example, in Montreal, where the Canadiens came out flying, had a lot of good chances, Vanecek was the difference, until they found their footing, and he switched Bratt to go with Sharon Govich-Boqvist. All young guys that can skate, so he's not adverse to putting some of the top guys with guys that good players haven't maybe established themselves as star players or grade A players in the National Hockey League, but it just seems to be working right now for them, and these guys all have speed, and that's a key factor as well, that he continues to have a balanced line. But I always believe, and good coaches do that, you're not going to just stick with, regardless of the winning streak and your lines, you want to keep lines together if you can for that chemistry and cohesiveness. But in game where it's not working tonight, we're not generating enough, or we're giving up too many chances to switch up the lines a little bit, and he's been able to do that and have success like that. So they're hoping tonight against the Leafs that, you know, they have to adjust maybe or think who they're going to check here, because you've got their leading scorer on the third line now, even though he's with two guys that are a little younger and inexperienced, but he's always dangerous because he'll create offense. And Jack Hughes, it doesn't seem to matter who he plays with, and that's a sign of a real good player, star in the making, that he doesn't care. And you get him out there, he's going to create chances, create offense for himself or his line mates. And Nico Hischier, for me, has played his best hockey as a Devil. He is maybe the key catalyst because he is such a 200-foot player. And I don't say these things lightly, but he is the Patrice Bergeron of the New Jersey Devils. And we all know what we think of Patrice Bergeron. But he's getting in that level, that category. He just does all the right things. He wins faceoffs. He's a defenseman's dream because he's always there. When you make a mistake, he's in position to help you out in the defensive zone. But now his offense is really starting to go to another level as well. So that's the complete player. Like I said, he might not be Patrice Bergeron yet, but that's kind of the comparison I use with him, because I think moving forward, that's kind of where it's headed and what he's capable of. And every team that has a guy like that, you know, you're going to have some success.
And it's great to see, because you look back on that draft class and, you know, the last couple of years, there's been some doubters on the Devils for making that selection, just seeing what, you know, Miro Heiskanen was able to do with the Dallas Stars a couple of years ago. Elias Pettersson has turned out to be a star in this league. Then obviously Kale McCarr, another guy who came in after him. And Nico Hischier, it's taken them a couple of years, but it really seems like, you know, this season is kind of the coming out party here. And I did see Lindy Ruff, I believe, call him somewhat of a Selkie candidate. So do you expect him to get the Matthews assignment tonight in Toronto?
Well, a lot more difficult on the road to get the matchups that you would like, but certainly that would be something the coaching staff, if at all possible, would like to get him out there against the Matthews line. Having said that, when they're rolling the way they are, they want to have confidence in everyone, and it's more about getting the right defensive matchup from the defense pairings, actually. And John Marino has been terrific, so they feel they got two defensive pairings that they can match up against the Matthews line, certainly with Siegenthaler, who's been just fantastic as well, one of the best defensemen in the league from a metric standpoint, against the rush and in his own zone, suppressing chances. All those good numbers that we talk about continuously that I'm learning more and more along the way in the analytics, but they feel that those guys, you know, are very capable. And that's more so easier to do, certainly on the road, if you're going to match up against star players like Matthews. But they also got Tavares, who's rolling along. So their team, Devils are well aware, and certainly us as broadcasters, how talented the Toronto Maple Leafs are. So it's both teams are going to say, well, we got to play our game kind of attitude, and if we get to our game quicker, then we'll have success. But I think this is going to be a real fun game. A lot of firepower. Devils over the years haven't had a lot of success against Toronto, but they feel this is a different Devils team, and rightfully so. So they want to continue that consistency. They've learned how to play in situations where you win hockey games, and that just wasn't the case because the maturity of the young guys, the added veterans of Eric Hall, I mentioned John Marino, hasn't been good. He's been nothing short of spectacular, and I don't know if we expected this high level of play from him, but he's been that good. The growth of Siegenthaler. Dougie Hamilton's been terrific. I can go on down the list, and thus why they're playing so well and winning games. The fourth line, not only is physical and speed and big, they've contributed offensively, and that makes it a tough matchup for a lot of teams right now.
Yeah, it should be a really exciting game tonight, and you mentioned the Devils so hot right now, that 10-game win streak. How important do you think confidence and momentum is on this win streak when it comes to a young team like the Devils?
Well, you have to win some games consecutively. I don't remember the last, I know it happened a few times in the last few years, but there was not too many 3-game winning streaks.
Right.
And there was plenty of 5, 6, 7 games losing streaks, or picking up a point, only 1 or 2 points in an 8-game stretch. And that becomes a habit as well. And I know they were getting frustrated over the last couple of years. Everything never materializes, it seems, when the media or everybody thinks. Last year they thought it was their time to take a step, and that didn't happen. And there were circumstances that we talked about at the start of us chatting here. But it is what it is. And then I give Tom Fitzgerald, general manager, a lot of credit with Eric Hall. Hasn't scored a goal, but he's had a big impact, and he's missed a boatload of chances. He's been snake bitten, if you will, and I'm sure he wants to get on the board. But just his veteran presence, his face-off prowess, just allows Jack Hughes to do his thing and certain guys. So he's been a main factor, because everybody's not going to score every night, but they have that balanced attack. But just some of those veteran guys. You mentioned Palat. I mean, he had 3 goals in his last four games played before he was shut down and had surgery. But imagine, and they have enough depth to overcome it right now, that when the games get tougher in the middle of season and game 50 and 60, well, it's like adding one of the best clutch players in the game when he gets healthy, and I expect him to be January, February, whatever it may be. So they've been able to weather that because of the depth, but it's just been the positive influence, certainly, just having some of these veteran guys that know what it takes, him being a 2-time Cup champion, just being around, that these guys understand in 3-2 games, 4-2 game, up, down, they know how to play in certain situational times. And that's been a big difference for me, meaning you don't need to cheat on the wrong side of the puck when you're up 4-2. And they didn't know how to do that. That's a young team that wants to go, go, go. Well, yes, that's part of coaching, but that's part of veteran guys. And when you start to have some success, I'm watching Jack Hughes, and this is the most I've ever seen him from starting to become a 200-foot player, because he understands this winning thing is fun. I'll get my points. I'll create offense. But he's really come back in the right areas and not turning the puck over with the backhanded blind saucer pass in the middle, which maybe we saw early in his career or the first couple of years, because he dominated at every level. It's learning to win, and yes, the confidence grows. You nailed it, and certainly they like this winning thing. Like I said, we put it in perspective. We know it's been a great run. Having said that, it's going to get tougher and tougher, but I just think from top to bottom, they're going to be able to, if and when they get in a rut, they'll get out of it easier because of understanding what it takes to win now, which they couldn't do that in the past years. It would just snowball, and they got used to losing, and they got used to making the wrong play or turning the puck over, and it was in the back of their net.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens tonight. I think it'll be a really good game. And, you know, it's, as you noted, they haven't won. I think the Leafs have won 8 straight meetings between these two, but the Leafs have not played this type of Devils team.
You're so right.
So it'll be interesting to see how tonight unfolds. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us today, Den and Ken, and hopefully we can chat again down the road.
Thanks for having me on, guys. A pleasure. And yes, the Devils are hoping too that we're not the same team that's lost 8 straight, because usually it was an automatic 2 points for the Leafs.
Yeah,
the last handful of years.
They've never had them coming in winning 10 in a row either, I don't believe.
Yes.
Having the swagger that they got. So, you know, one of these streaks are going to end tonight. Well, I guess both could end tonight, I suppose. Realistically, they're hoping to end the losing streak to keep the winning streak alive, I would imagine. Thank you so much for the time, Ken, and enjoy the game tonight.
Pleasure. Take care. Have a great day.
All right. There he goes. Ken Danico, former New Jersey Devils defenseman, 3-time Stanley Cup champion, color analyst for MSG Plus and the NHL Network.